one of the first topics on our agenda today is the Citizens Police Academy. And I've heard about Citizens Police Academies in other communities. The state police may even offer something similar to that. But tell us about the Murray Citizens Police Academy.
Great. Yeah. The Citizens Police Academy is a program we've had in place since 2005. It was started by the guy who's now our assistant chief, Jim Osborne. And what it is it's basically a series of classes so that people can really understand what it is the police do. It doesn't make you a police officer. It doesn't give you any special powers, but it gives you a more in-depth look at what police work really consists of. It's an eight-week program, Monday nights for 8 weeks, and we cover just a bunch of different topics. And everybody that's gone through it has talked about what a better understanding of police work to have when it's all over.
If we were to talk to somebody who's taken part in the Citizens Police Academy, what's one of the most surprising things that they learn?
I can't really say what the most surprising is, but some of the things that they've said that they like the most, you get an in-depth look at the 911 communication center and what goes on when a call comes in. A lot of people really enjoy that class. Another class that we get a lot of good feedback on is our criminal investigations night, and folks will get a short lecture, maybe 30 minutes or so, from one of our detectives who has actually been to the Kentucky Criminalistics Academy, and then we will break down and we will actually have crime scenes set up, and the group will break into smaller groups, and they will actually try their hand at investigating a crime scene and how we go about documenting and photographing and fingerprinting. And they'll see that all that stuff that's on various television shows isn't really the real deal.
How many people can come to the class?
Usually we try to limit the class size to about 25.
Okay. Well, you said that you don't get any power to be a police officer after this academy, but I've always wondered about the term citizen's arrest. Is there a citizen's arrest?
Actually, there is. Oddly enough, I hadn't planned on talking about this, but in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, any citizen who has probable cause to believe that someone has committed a felony can make a citizen's arrest.
Huh. And how does that work, though? What would somebody need to do apart from just yelling citizen's arrest?
There's not really an established procedure. Of course, the image of Barney Fife or somebody yelling citizen's arrest comes to mind. It's not something that actually happens a whole lot. The issue is that it really opens you up to a lot of liability if you are a citizen with no actual arrest power and you do make that arrest. It actually does allow citizens to get involved if there is a serious situation, although it's not something I would necessarily recommend.
So let's compare the Citizens Police Academy to the real police academy. How long is the actual police academy for a Kentucky law enforcement officer?
The actual academy now is, I believe, 18 weeks, and I think it's getting ready to move up to 20 weeks.
So we're talking the Citizens Police Academy, which is 8 weeks, one night a week, versus a 20-week academy that's intensive. Do you have to live at the academy for that period of time?
That's right. The academy, the basic training class is held at Richmond. It's on the campus of Eastern Kentucky University. It's run by the Department of Criminal Justice Training. And you do live there during the week. You do get to come home on weekends. But it's a full day. It's an 8 or 10 hour day every day. And they have physical training and they cover everything from A to Z about being a police officer.
Are there any other interesting notes to make about the Citizens Police Academy? Do you have an evening relating to the canine unit?
The canine officer, I think we will work him in on the night that we have our narcotics detective come and give a class about narcotics investigations. We also have one of our officers give a class about DUI enforcement and some of the realities associated with that and some of the misconceptions that people have about DUI and DUI enforcement.
What are some of those misconceptions?
A lot of people think that there are ways that you can fool the tests or steps you can take after you've been drinking to be able to pass either the field tests or what's commonly called the breathalyzer or the intoxilizer. And he'll go over a lot of the things that the myths like that.
Like putting a penny underneath your tongue or something like that?
Yeah, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. We'll also have a tour of the jail. We will have a briefing about the court system, what happens after the police are done, what goes on with the prosecution from there. Another one of the favorite nights that we have is our class on the use of force. Mm-hmm. One of the things we always do is a demonstration of the taser. Everybody, since we've gotten the tasers in the last few years, everywhere we go, people are always saying, hey, you know, tase me or tase him or tase this person or tase the other. That's one of the things that's included in the use of force night. And we probably will have a trip out to the range to demonstrate some of the firearms that we do use.
And again, this is the Citizens Police Academy. It occurs for 8 weeks straight, and you limit the enrollment to 25.
Yeah, 25, maybe 30, depends on how many applications we get.
Is there a deadline for applications?
The deadline for applications would be probably April 25th, I would think. The class starts May 6th, and it'll run for 8 weeks from May 6th.
How can they apply?
The applications are actually on the city website at murrayky.gov. You can also find a link to it through our Facebook page, the Murray Police Department Facebook page, or you can call down to the police station, get a hold of me, ask for me, David Howe, and I will hook you up with an application. Or you can email me at david.howe@murrayky.gov, and we will get you an application. Once you download it or get it by whatever means, get it back to me, and we'll get it processed.
And you've got another project you're working on, a history project for the Murray Police Department, and I'm interested to know how you're proceeding with this project.
Well, it's something we're just getting started on. It looks like, if anybody's been watching the proceedings of the city council, it looks like we may be getting a new building. We may be getting what's now City Hall for a police department. It's not for sure yet, but one of the things we're looking at is that if we move to a new building, we'd like to have a display about the history of the police department. So when people come in, they can kind of see the traditions and histories of the department, and we got to realizing that we really don't have a good handle on our own history. There are certain things that we do know about. We know that there have been two chiefs killed in the line of duty, Guthrie Duguid back in 1916, and then Novel Rick McReynolds back in the 50s. But other than that, we don't have a whole lot of actual information about the police department's history. So what we're doing is we're asking anybody who has old newspaper clippings or old photographs from a long time ago, or maybe they had a family member, maybe they had a grandfather or an uncle or somebody that was on the police department. They can get a hold of us. If they can get that information to me, we'll be able to start building up that historical database. And then we've talked to the history department here at Murray State, and we're trying to find somebody, maybe a grad student, who's interested in doing a big history project like this to get everything together and write the history.
The patch on your shoulder says Murray, Kentucky was established in 1844. Do you know when the police department was established?
We don't actually have a start date for the police department right now. We're kind of trying to dig around in our own records to find that out. Of course, back in the 1800s, law enforcement was a lot different than it was now. Of course, there was a sheriff and there were constables and those sorts of things. And that's one of the things we're looking forward to documenting with this project, is the evolution of law enforcement and into the current Murray Police Department.
And any interested person, again, can contact you if they have any information, clippings, any other information they'd like to pass along.
Sure, or if anybody has an old patch or an old badge from the police department from years ago. Of course, we would borrow that for our display. We wouldn't keep it from them. But they can contact me down at the police department. My phone number directly to me is 762-1052. Or once again, email me at david.howe@murrayky.gov or contact me through the Facebook page.
Crime Prevention Sergeant with the Murray Police Department, David Howe, thanks for your time.
All right, thanks.